Okay, well, welcome to this session. We're going to talk a little bit about the Truffle suite of tools, and in particular, we're going to talk about Core Truffle. We have some guests with us here from the actual Truffle team. We have the founder, Tim Coulter, here, and we also have Nick D'Andrea, who's done an extensive amount of work with Truffle, huge benefit to the team. And so I want to kind of talk through, maybe you guys can give us a little background on how Nick has joined the team, and Tim, where Truffle actually came from. And then we'll get into a little bit of a demo and show people how to actually use this tool.
Yeah, so I created Truffle a long, long time ago now, it feels like, three and a half years ago, just to figure out a need, just to try to find a way to build blockchain applications. It built over time into a very popular development tool. When it came time to hire somebody, Nick came up. I know that you were part of the community, Nick, but how did you get my attention? How did that work?
Well, I was using Truffle as part of a freelance gig that I was working on with some stable coins on the public Ethereum network. And I think I was just wasting a lot of your time in Gitter. And eventually, you're like, well, yeah. If you're wasting this much time, I guess I should be paying you.
That sounds about right. So Nick came on board, and as part of you were one of the earliest ever employees at Truffle. And as part of your task, you kind of took my baby away from me. Tell us a little bit about that. How was your experience working on Truffle and taking it on?
Oh, well, it's interesting, right, to come onto a project as the second developer, because Truffle at that point had already had an established brand and a good sense of how it looks to achieve the goals that it has, this workflow first ideology. But then, you know, in order to grow and support development across a larger team, looking at ways to improve the implementation and make it kind of more maintainable as an open source project moving forward.
That's awesome. So, I mean, if we talk a little bit about the Truffle framework for some of our listeners who may not be as plugged into what Truffle actually provides, it's a kind of a suite of tools around Truffle here, and this is one piece of it. I call it the core. I'm not sure if that's how we should refer to it, but it's kind of the core engine that's driving a lot of the other things. So maybe, Nick, could you kind of walk through some of the features? What's Truffle actually doing for us and helping people to achieve things faster, you know?
Oh, sure. So Truffle is a development tool for smart contract development. That's really what it's focused on. We support your standard workflows of compilation. So you have multiple smart contracts that are linked together, maybe import one another. And so Truffle handles that compilation. It does things like profiling which contracts need to be compiled and so on. We have a migration system so that you can take your source code and ultimately your compiled bytecode and deploy that to various networks, and it'll keep track of which networks your contracts are deployed to and the addresses and so on. We have an interactive console, which allows the developer to directly interface with the contracts that are deployed and verify. And of course, we have a test framework, so you can write your unit tests or integration tests in either JavaScript or Solidity and use that in an actual development workflow process to validate your contracts. And what else? What other features? We have a debugger, so you can debug Solidity code. You can write executable scripts to run in CI.
Yeah, I mean, Truffle really, really is the core. It answers all of the questions of, I guess, what you expect to have from a modern development environment.
Yeah, I think the thing that stood out to me when I started working with this a few years back was, you know, it's really hard when you start working with blockchain. There's a lot of new technology to learn. So there's this whole node and infrastructure setup that has to happen, this decentralized ledger that's happening. So you're learning those new things. And then on top of that, you have to figure out how to get stuff on there. And it seems easy, but it's not. There's an RPC interface, and people can chat with that and use that to basically put their assets onto blockchain. And if you're an expert at what you're doing here, you can obviously do that. But Truffle really helps out a lot, and we'll walk through in the demo a little bit about some of the assets that get created as part of what Nick was talking about. So as we do the compilation, as we do the migrations, how's Truffle helping us? I mean, it's keeping track of these addresses and all these things that have to happen there, the signing operations that are happening. I mean, there's an incredible amount of stuff that has to happen to actually get a smart contract on a chain and interface with it. So with that, I'd like to kind of switch over and let's take a look at what this looks like in action. And maybe, Nick, you can talk through some of this. I have a simple smart contract here, but what's going on here? Maybe we can explain this folder structure a little bit here that Truffle has created for us.
Yeah, sure. So you can see that there's the contracts directory, the migrations directory, a test directory, and then the project Truffle configuration. So the source for the contracts is in that contracts directory. The migrations that I had mentioned, the migrate system, those are defined there. You can see those are the operations that actually deploy your contracts to chain. I don't think, Kale, you have tests defined, but if for unit tests or integration tests, they would be in that test directory. And I guess we can take a quick look at the... So that's a network configuration, so that specifies, that tells Truffle, oh, we have a development network. I'm assuming you're going to be using Ganache with that on port 8545. And so Truffle uses this to set up its connection to the chain. And like if you run your migrations, it'll go through an order. You can see they're indexed one, initial migration, two, deploy contracts, and so on. So,
yeah, the first thing, too, to reach out, especially to guys who are in the enterprise and working with this, is this Truffle project configuration is super cool because basically what we can do is start tagging into things like if we spun up nodes on Azure that we're going to use for our private consortium that we're going to use POA or Quorum or something like this, we can essentially just define this as code in here or like declare it basically in this mm-hmm. configuration, and then we can version that, right? And we can keep track of that just like source. And so like there's less mistakes as people start moving through these environments about, wait, where are these contracts going? I need to know where the RPC endpoint is. It's like, no, you don't need to know that. It's Azure, it's development, it's you know, on-prem locations. You can basically define all those things inside of here.
Yeah, right. The reason it's a key or an object hash is because then Truffle just refers to those networks by their name rather than...
Right.
Yeah, is that you were about to say, Tim?
Well, I was going to say one really cool thing about this configuration is this JavaScript. So if you do have anything complex, you can code that.
Yeah, that's super cool too. So you can basically even programmatically be changing your config. That's super cool. So the other thing I wanted to kind of walk through was you mentioned Ganache. So as developers start working with blockchains, it's kind of a hassle to go have to set up a big blockchain and do a bunch of stuff. And there's this tool called Ganache that we talk about in another session. But you know, from a developer standpoint, when I'm sitting down, I wrote my smart contract here. So all I really had to do was create this the Solidity file, which is just pure Solidity. And then I created this deployment file over here, which is basically telling Truffle how to deploy this contract or which contract I want to deploy and the ordering and all these kind of things that we can do there. But the big thing, I was like, so where's Ganache? Like, I know in some of our demos, we show things like where we do a Truffle dev. So if I run Truffle dev or Truffle develop here, after a few seconds, you can see a bunch of stuff come on the screen. Nick, could you kind of, like, what's happening here? What is this?
Sure. So for those of you who have eaten a Truffle before, the inside of a Truffle is Ganache. So Ganache is a one-click blockchain, personal development blockchain. It acts like a blockchain without doing any of the consensus or protocol layer interactions, but it provides a feature. Well, I won't get into it too much, but I'll save that for the other session. But basically, it acts like Ethereum very closely. It acts like the Ethereum virtual machine so that you can send transactions to it. And Truffle uses this because it gives a rapid turnaround time. So in Truffle Develop, what's going on is we're running a background process that's just a Ganache core, Ganache CLI, running in the background, and it does an IPC cluster, inter-process communication cluster. So when you run Truffle Develop, it either connects to an existing background process for Ganache or it spins up the new one. And from there, you have this knowledge of your Truffle project as it's running, and any transaction you send in the console will go to that background process.
Yeah. So oh, go ahead.
No, go ahead, Tim.
This, I mean, Truffle Develop was a really cool idea. It was Nick's idea. One great thing about it is that when you download Truffle, you don't have to download anything else. You're really given everything that you need in order to develop on the blockchain. So your compiler ships with Truffle, your testing instance and development instance of the blockchain ships with Truffle, and that's one of the first things you did when you came on board.
Yeah, right after formalizing the artifacts format.
Yeah. Yeah, so Nick, I mean, I mentioned, I don't think I mentioned it well enough early on. Like, Nick took the reins on Truffle development and really made Truffle what it is today.
Oh, thanks, Tim.
So while you guys were talking, I went ahead and, so we showed Truffle dev there, which basically spun this up. I just used the alternative using Ganache CLI. So I just passed this one in here, and you can see that it created my accounts for me, my private keys, and it's listening on port 8545, which, as we know, when we looked at our config, this is the port that we're expecting to be deploying to or using for this. So, once we get to this point, I guess the other thing that would be interesting to talk about is sort of the debugging feature. So as we start to do things like you mentioned compilation, so if we do a compile here, we're basically going to use this network configuration to know which blockchain. It's Ganache, and it's basically created this build directory. Now, what's going on over here? What are these things for?
So those, we call those artifacts. So each one of those corresponds to a contract type, and it has all of the information that Truffle needs to allow you to interact with your contracts, really allow you to do anything that Truffle supports. But these are also useful on the front end if you want to build your front-end application, for instance, in Drizzle. You can use these Truffle artifacts directly or strip out some fields you don't want. But yeah, that's the Truffle's data storage, essentially.
Yeah, I think the big thing here that stands out when I was working with this to begin with was the fact that if I did this myself, like if I didn't have Truffle and I went out and used the Solidity compiler to compile to bytecode, and then I had to do my signing operation and I had to keep track of an ABI file and all these kind of things. Yeah. So I think Truffle is really where that becomes really powerful, because these asset files you're talking about kind of make that seamless for a developer. So he's not messing around with that stuff. He's actually writing code. Which is what he should be doing, not messing around with how do frameworks work, kind of thing.
All you have to worry about is, compiling your contracts or writing your contracts and then deploying them. You don't have to worry about the kind of the plumbing that finally gets your application going.
Nice. So if we do the Truffle migrate, as you mentioned about the migrations, we have that script over there called deploy contracts that's going to do this. Maybe explain a little bit about what we just saw on the screen there, so when we did that migrate.
Sure. So Truffle's migration system uses a special purpose contract called migrations, which keeps track of the state of your application on a particular network. So you can think of it like a database table, like most, what is it called, last completed migration. So you have two migrations defined in your application here. So it ran the first one to create that migrations contract, then it saved that first line, saving successful migration to network there. That's just saying last completed migration was number one. And then we go ahead and deploy our simple storage contract, and then we tell the migrations contract that was completed. And so now Truffle, when you go, if this were a public network, not a local Ganache instance, but you could share this with other developers and they would connect to your migrations instance, see, oh, this is a fully deployed application. You can interact with the simple storage contract. It's available, and so on. I guess we'll see that with Truffle Console now.
Sure, and just to revisit, the smart contract in this case is very simple. It's basically in the constructor, we're setting a stored data value to 7, and then we have a getter and a setter to allow us to retrieve and set that operation. So another part of Truffle I wanted to kind of touch on that you mentioned earlier was this console, this interactive console that allows developers to use this. So don't even think about it like a debugging feature, but I use it kind of like debugging, because as I build my contract, I make assumptions about, I think I've written my code the right way. This is what I expect to see out of it. And one of the things we use this a lot for is if we did something like this.
And what you're seeing here is he's getting the deployed instance of the simple storage contract, which you deployed in the migrations, and then you're making a call.
Yeah, so essentially I just called that get function up here, which should return this stored data, which should be 7 because we haven't touched it yet. So we see that 7 there. Now what's interesting is it starts to blend over into the debugging. So if I do a set here and we'll set it to 42, what happened there? What is this, Nick? What's all this stuff I see on the screen here now?
This is the... Well, could we pause for a second? Because there's a...
It's okay. Keep going.
No, keep going. Sorry.
That's okay.
So that is the transaction receipt. It shows all of the information that the blockchain knows about that transaction, whether or not it was successful. Some of those fields you don't have to worry about too much, except for maybe more advanced use cases. But the most important piece there is the transaction hash. It's the unique identifier for that transaction that did that set 42.
Cool. So, yeah, and maybe talk through a little bit of the debugging. This seems to be like the key value. So if I want to start using the interactive debugger beyond Truffle Console, this is the thing I'm going to need, right, to start that whole process.
That's right. So Truffle's debugger allows you to take a transaction that has occurred on a network, either your local Ganache network or a public testnet or mainnet itself, and given that transaction hash, you can step through everything at the EVM level or the virtual machine level, everything that happened, and see how that corresponds to your source code, your Solidity source.
Yeah, so what I did there is just took the smart contract and took that transaction hash. And what we're looking at here now is the debugger. Sorry about the screen tearing there when we're displaying here. It keeps tearing the screen off there a little bit. But
well, you can hit H if you want to see the list of commands.
Yep. So if we, whoops, I hit something up top there. Sorry about that.
Yeah, so you can see that there's all your normal debugging stepping commands. You can step next. You can step over a line. You can step into a function, step out of a function, and so on.
That's cool. So like if we were taking this as a real use case, let's say I didn't know what I was doing here and I'm debugging this. If I keep hitting enter, it looks like I'm just keep stepping through.
Yeah. When you hit enter, it runs whatever the last command. So if you were stepping over and you hit enter, you'll continue stepping over. But by default, it's step next, which just means step to the next part of the code.
Cool. So how would I look at this? So like right now we're stalled here. We're in a function here called set, and we passed in a value. How could I inspect that value?
Well, you can type V if you want to see all of the variables. Or you can type colon and then a JavaScript expression containing any of these variables, and you can look at that on screen.
So in this case, basically we passed 42 in there. We can see that the value variable here or this parameter is actually set to 42. So proving that we can actually trace this thing through with this debugger.
Yeah.
So I think that's outstanding. It feels, we come from Microsoft and like Visual Studio and all these nice kind of debugging tools. I think Truffle is really starting to fill this void of like making this consumable.
Yeah. I mean, when I started in 2015, like, understanding what happened in the code, you just didn't get that. Like, we're finally to the point where you can step through your code and go, oh yeah, that's what the value is, and that's why it's wrong, and save yourself 2 days of really trying to figure it out.
Yeah, this is super outstanding. So thanks, guys. I really appreciate you guys coming by and talking to our listeners about Truffle, the tools that are a part of this suite, in this case, Core. And Nick, really appreciate your insights here on how to use this tool and kind of where it came from.
Yeah, Kale, thank you very much for having us. I really appreciate
it. Yep.